I'm going to Washington next week. I don't know if I get to the Capitol or get where we're going, but when I find out I'm in Washington, I'm going to start speaking good over that city. I'm going to start speaking good over Washington. I'm going to speak good over it. Well, will my voice help? Everybody say, yes. Amen. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I look at several commentaries on that. One said, they that love to talk shall get the results of their talking. And then some said, death and life, they that love it, that love death or life, or death and life, they will get death and life, or death or life, depending on how they're talking. So let's straighten up our speech. Say, I will straighten my speech, correct myself. We were at a retired teachers, educators meeting the other day, and I know I heard four times. Love me, I just love them to death, or that scared me to death, or something else to death. No, to life. Say what? To life. When Pam's husband was in the hospital, young lady came in doing whatever she does in the hospital, and she said her husband was sick, and she said, I just love him to death. We said, not to death, to life. Why you want to murder him? She looked. She said, oh, I hadn't thought about that. Amen. The next time you hear somebody say that, and I know most of us know better than to say it, let's tell them, love them to life. Amen. If you get scared, just say, it scared me happy. Because you're going to jump. So just be happy instead of scared. Amen. The New Living Translation says, you don't have to try to turn to all of these unless you want to, Junior. The tongue can bring death or life to those who love to talk. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. What consequences are in your life that are a result that you know they're a result of what you've been saying? Is it good? Is it good? I don't think that I'm old. When I was teaching, the child had to write a paper from another English teacher. She wanted me to check it. And she had to write a story. I can't think of her name, Bo. You would know her, but I can't think of her name right now. She had to write a story about an old homeless lady. And so she wrote the story, and I checked to help her grammatically and everything. I said, well, how old is this lady? She's about 37. I had just turned 37. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Message Bible says, I want you to listen with your heart now, because we talk all the time. We talk all the time. So it's important, very important, just as important as paying your bills or giving your tithes and offering, that we say the right words. We say the right thing. We're aware of what we're saying. Words kill, Message Translation. Words give life. They are either poison or fruit. You choose. Say, I choose to speak life or death. Now, somebody that's really going to live ought to make some noise. Say, life! Hallelujah! Life! Ooh, glory to God. The Voice Translation says, words have power in matters of life and death, and those who love them will savor their fruit. The Good News Translation says, what you say can preserve life or destroy it, so you must accept the consequences of your words. Are you listening? Now think about what you said last week to your spouse, to people you came in contact with, even to God. Or what did you say about a situation in your life? You said, just make me so mad, I get so tired, blah, 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 blah. What did you say? Your words create your life and your atmosphere. Say this, and my words have power. That makes me a very powerful person. You probably hadn't thought about that. That makes me a very powerful person because of my words. The New International Reader's Version says, your tongue has the power of life and death. Those who love to talk will eat the fruit of their words. I'm going to ask you a question. What are you eating? What are you eating? What did you have this morning when you got up? Oh God, I hate to get up. Why did you say, morning, thank you, Jesus. Gonna get up, go worship you, hallelujah. I'm gonna get a chance to worship with all the people who are there, hallelujah. And I woke up early and I was meditating. But finally, before 3, but finally about 5, I'm saying, God, I really need a nap. I need to get through with this. Amen. One thing I want you to know, your tongue, your mouth, your lips are very important too. It is one of your most valuable possessions. Now, James said your tongue is like the rudder of a ship. That rudder, that little rudder thing, it can turn the whole ship around. On the plane, that rudder thing, it can turn the whole plane around. And when I'm flying, I know it's going to turn it right where it's supposed to go. It's not going to be off course, amen, because I'm on there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your tongue has much power. Say that. So my tongue has a lot of power. The power of life and death. So Lord, help me to speak right all the time. All the time. All the time. All the time. Amen. Amen. All the time, 24/7. Bishop said you don't stop breathing, so you don't stop speaking right. Amen. We pick up little cliches and we don't realize a lot of time what we're saying. If we stop and analyze them, there's no word in them anywhere. But we're learning the word. That's not condemnation, that's conviction. So you can see what to say, when to say, how to say. A lady was out here yesterday to pick up the food and she was late. And she had just talked about how important it is to have the word. And then she turned around and said, I'm always late. I'll probably be late for my funeral. I said, baby, change what you say. Say, I'm always on time. She didn't too much want to hear that because she's been late for so long. No, I'm always, you start saying, I'm always on time. I was getting ready this morning. Time was just zooming. It was zooming, I'm telling you, it seemed like. But I said, I will not be late for church. I'm going to get there by 9:15. I might have been in the back there, but I was in the door. Amen. Your tongue can create death, which includes sickness, disease, poverty and lack, unrest and fightings, and much work of darkness. Can you see that in the news? Can you see that everywhere? It doesn't pay to watch all the news all the time. I know a lady says, you know, I watch CNN all the time. After a while, I can't watch that stuff. Pastor Tracy helped me. I used to like to watch the crime show. Oh, it's okay. You know, they're true. They're fine. He said, how can you minister the word of God and you've been watching hours of death, killing, destruction? Every once in a while, I might watch one. But now, they're just repulsive. I know that favorite show. I've never watched Scandal. I've never watched Empire, not any of that other stuff. If you're feeding on that, how are you going to be able to speak life? When all there is in there, blind spot and all that stuff, how can you speak life when you're filling yourself up with death? Bump your toe out of the abundance of the heart comes Jesus! Or, I don't know what else might come out because I've never been a cursor, amen.